WH's Gidley calls out media's hypocrisy. If Trump doesn't go to Wisconsin, the media would attack him. By Trent Baker on August 31, 2020. Donald Trump campaign National Press Secretary Hogan Gidley on Monday called out the media and the Democrats' hypocrisy when it comes to targeting the president as he plans to visit Wisconsin. According to reports, Trump intends to meet with members of law enforcement in Kenosha, Wisconsin, to address the ongoing unrest following Jacob Blake's death during a confrontation with police. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, D, and others have urged Trump to not visit at this time. But Gidley said the president wants to help the city and nation heal from the incident and the ensuing violent protests. Gidley also pointed out that if Trump did not go to Kenosha, members of the media would criticize him for his inaction. "These people are divided, they're angry, they're upset. They're scared to see what their communities have devolved into," Gidley said on Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom. "This anarchy cannot continue, and let's be fair. If the president of the United States didn't go there, the media would all be saying, why isn't he going to Wisconsin? It doesn't matter what he does, the media, the Democrats are all against it." He continued, "And it is no shock that Biden allies are coming out saying the president shouldn't go in there. They know they allowed this to happen in these Democrat-controlled cities. They didn't say a word about this for 4 days of a Democrat convention. And this president has taken leadership with bold, decisive, aggressive actions to restore peace. It is working where they have allowed federal assets. And he's going to go to Wisconsin and see exactly what is going on the ground. Meet with our brave men and women of law enforcement and continue to heal this nation the way he has been since he took office." Gidley later added that Trump's visit isn't about politics. "It's about the people," he advised. "It's about protecting our cities, our families, our communities from this type of criminal activity. The Democrats have ignored this for so long, and now the media is giving them cover. What a complete scam perpetrated by the mainstream media," Gidley continued. "We're not going to let them get away with it." Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.